Preface. Research has shown that it takes 31 days of conscious effort to make or break a habit. That means, if one practices something consistently for 31 days, on the 32nd day, it does become a habit. Information has been internalized into behavioral change, which is called transformation. Shiv Kara. Transformation. Woohoo. Big word. Scary. Impressive. Unattainable. I even used the word in one of my earlier subtitles, A Prescription for Transformation. Sounds big and important. Probably takes forever, and you might have to sacrifice a kidney to get it. Let's start this book off with a light and simple version of transformation. Transformation doesn't take as long as you might think and doesn't have to change your entire life. In this book, you'll learn about patience and perseverance and how I spent 26 years slogging away, avoiding living my dream. Ouch. Painful. Yuck. Heavy. Boring. But the actual transformation part? Yeah, that probably took a few seconds. I transformed myself when I made the decision to change my behavior. It took more than 2 decades to ponder and wish, hope and delay, pretend and defer. Then a few mere moments to crush it all with a simple decision to change a single daily behavior and stick with that new behavior. That about sums up this book. I might threaten you with gargantuan monsters of topics in this book, but I'll usually give you binoculars with which, when you turn them around, you transform that beast into a sweet, fuzzy chinchilla. Oops, did I say transform? Now, that's the transform you're expecting. The gorilla turns into a chinchilla. Sure, that's transformation too. We'll get there. But for now, it's about changing a single behavior. That's it. John mentioned in the foreword that in November of 2012, I started writing again. On day one, I wasn't an award-winning novelist. I just checked. I wrote utter garbage for most of those early days. Have a look for yourself at this link. But then, on day 26, something seemed to shift. Something happened in those first 30 days that made me go past the 30 days. In John's foreword, I have to admit it, I was offended. He didn't think it was really going to happen. He didn't think this book would exist. What? Seriously? But if I'm brutally honest with myself, I didn't think it would happen either. I could admit today that I wasn't sure I actually wanted it to happen. Dreaming the dream was a whole lot easier than living the dream. No real action, no responsibility, no deadlines, no failure, no effort, no nada. Woohoo! Let's just keep doing this. The 2012 Bradley was scared, timid, and had the confidence of a dick on the open savanna. That is, shivering with fright of what might happen. Now the 2017 Bradley looks back at that poor sap and thinks, seriously? That's what you were worried about? It's nothing. Get over it. Come on, step up. But I also thank that poor sap. 2012 Bradley took that first step. It was painful, scary, and just plain sucked. Yet he got past it. He kept going. He didn't know where he was headed. He only knew he needed to keep going. Step away from the unhappiness, lack of focus, and all-around misery. Dearest reader, my intention for this book is for you to take one tiny step towards the spark that is hiding within you. It might be rough in the beginning. If you can just get past the slog of the beginning, the magic will start to happen. I can guarantee it. I don't know which day it will begin. I don't even know if you'll notice that it's happening. I was miserable. I was depressed. I was an actor living a phony life I didn't want to be in. If you have any of those thoughts, please know there is a way out. But you do have to take a step. That's all I can hope for with this book. One little step. My fondest desire for you is that this book motivates your inspiration. My big dream, back in 2012 was to get back into the writing habit. I was pretty sure even that simple goal wasn't going to happen. I'm here today to tell you that dream did come true, and along the way other dreams were born. Bigger, grander dreams I never could have imagined before I started, and would never discovered had I not started, had I not taken my first step. One of my new and deepest rooted dreams is to make an impact in the world, to help people change parts of their lives, to take their hand from the hole they're stuck in and lift them up. Even if I can only lift them high enough to see some light, I know they will get a glimpse of the path for them. I want you to have what I have. This book is the story of how I got to where I am today. I know I'm not all the way yet, but this is so much better than where I was. If I only got this far, I could live the rest of my life joyously. But now that I'm at this point, I know that there's more. I want you to know there is always more.